X-Ray FM is supported by Slingshot Lounge. Located in Southeast Portland on the corner of 56th and Foster, Slingshot Lounge offers an expansive game room, scratch cocktails, and a craft kitchen with a full menu until 2 a.m. Happy hour available weekdays from 3 to 7, and brunch weekends from noon to 4. Slingshot Lounge, decentralizing Portland since 2007.
You are listening to X-Ray FM on KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere, 24/7 worldwide at xray.fm. My name is Chelsea, and you're tuned into Satterstar, an emo radio show. I got an all vinyl episode lined up tonight. I'm pretty excited about it. I haven't done an all vinyl episode in a little while, it feels like. And the theme of tonight's episode is indie rock fall. I feel like when the weather starts getting a little like chilly, I start listening to less emo and like screamy stuff and a lot more like indie or like slowcore. So I dug through my records and I skipped past mostly all my emo records and picked out some more like sad, moody, slow tunes in addition to some like more like upbeat fun stuff. But yeah, it'll be a good episode. We're gonna get some things kicked off tonight with a fun and sweet track by a band called Gaze, who were a lesser known kind of Rose Melberg band from the 90s. This track you're about to hear is called Dragon's Lair, and it's off of their So Sad 7-inch, which was released in 1997, and more good stuff coming up soon. So yeah, this is Gaze, and thanks again for tuning in to Satterstar Emo Radio Show.
I thought all of my feelings were gone, maybe things were bad.
1, 2, 3, 4. It's always nice to come home after getting lots done. I slip off my boots, take off all my coats, and go right into my room. I turn on my little lamp and finally sit down and pick up my guitar and give it some strums. And I think of you in New Brunswick. I think of you in your little house. I think of you in New Brunswick. I think of you in your comfy bed. I can wonder what you did with your day. I'd like to tell you about mine, but I'll wait. You probably played the guitar too. I know, 'cause I'm sure you always do. And round now you're making supper after your day is through. You may even be in your lazy boy chair, and soon I will be there too. But I think of you in New Brunswick. I think of you in your little house. I think of you in New Brunswick. I think of you and your comfy bed.
Thank you.
Hello, you're still tuned in to Satterstar Evo Radio Show here on X-Ray FM in Portland. You are listening to an all-vinyl episode today with the theme Indie Rock Fall. We're ditching emo today for the most part, playing mostly indie and related genres. You just heard an early track by Superchunk. That track is called Baxter off of the Inclined Plane compilation 7-inch put out by Simple Machines. And before that, you heard a band called Broken Mouth, which featured Tracy Wilson of Dahlia Seed, which is one of my very favorites. Often play them on the show. And she was in that band before Dahlia Seed started. That track is called Shiloh off of a split with another band she was in called Dune Buggy. Before that was It's Nice to Come Home, a very cozy track by Julie Doyrin off of her split 7-inch with Calm Down, It's Monday. I think I got that when I actually saw her play in Phoenix when I was like 16 or something. I feel like it was new at the time. She's actually playing here in Portland in, I think, mid-November, maybe the 17th, something like that. Very exciting. Yeah, can't wait to see her. Before that, you heard Sharky by a band called Nord Express, who were an indie band from Baltimore, Maryland in the 90s. And before that was Peon by Korea Girl. Then you heard Improbable Pathogen by Land of the Wee Beasties, which is a very funny band name. Before that was Volar by Pot Valiant, which arguably is emo, but also indie emo, off of their Volar 7-inch. Such a good song. And then we started off the hour with Dragon's Lair by Gaze, featuring Rose Melberg. And we're going to keep things rolling with a track by Curse is Weird. This is So You Want to Be a Superhero, a very, very sad and beautiful song off of their album Songs About Leaving. I love this band so, so much. They're kind of, at least like half the band, is playing a couple of shows on the East Coast next month. I'm very much considering going to see them while I have the chance. And yeah, I just love all their music. Again, this is Curse is Weird, So You Want to Be a Superhero, and thanks for tuning in to Satterstar.
Thank you. I know I feel. Separate the words to your rhythm. Walking, time for a worker is resting. Follow those eyes, they are smiling. You know something the rest of us never could know. This place of blindness. What am I waiting to know? This place I wish I'd find. We never spent a day off this road. I was just hoping to see true to see true growth.
Hello, you're still tuned in to Satterstar Emo Radio Show. We're just about to finish up today's episode, All Vinyl Indie Rock Fall. Thanks so much for listening. You just heard a track by a band called Postal. That track is called Sunshine Boy off of a three-way split. I really don't know a lot about that band, but that song is very, very sweet and fun. Before that was a band called Minnow, who were from Richmond, Virginia, and that track was called 3.4 Wings to Fly off of their, I guess, self-titled 7-inch. And before that was a band that I used to listen to all the time, especially when I took a very long break from emo and I lived in Philly. That was Free Cake for Every Creature, who are also from Philly in the mid to late 2010s. That track is called Around You off of their album The Bluest Star, which was released in 2018, I believe. I just really love that band. Such sweet music. And before that you heard the Deadwood Divine, also that's the alias of Tom Lomacchio, who was from the band Plunger, and that was off of the first Postmark Stamps split 7-inch, which was with Ida. That track was called Where Did I Leave Off. And before that was What Is Sleep by Karate off of their self-titled LP. And then Scratch Granite by Greater Than Less Than off of their self-titled 7-inch. And then a very random old 90s Portland band called Transparent Thing. I also don't know a lot about this band except I found two of their 7-inches. And I really like that song. It's probably the highlight of all their music that I found. That track is called Car. And before that, you heard So You Want to Be a Superhero by Chris Is Weird. And we're going to finish things off today with a track by a band called The Western Expanse off of their self-titled, I guess, maybe not self-titled, their 7-inch, which was released in 1999. This band was made up of members of another band called Emery, not the like mid-2000s like mall emo band, but the 90s emo band that had a split with Jimmy Eat World and really some other cool music. But this band, The Western Expanse, is like very like kind of commercial indie sounding. I like this song. They're like very polished in an interesting way. They're from Southern California, and this track you're about to hear is called Featherweight Crown. And thanks again for tuning in to Satterstar. Again, this is The Western Expanse, Indie Rock Fall. Enjoy your Indie Rock Fall the rest of the month of October. See you later. Tune in next week. Rotism time.